just didn't finish it too cool. KJ4FUHL.
It's KJ4FUHL here.
All right, thank you, Al, for checking in with us this evening. I appreciate it. AG5 Delta Bravo, Peter. Oh, I just skipped a beat here. KF5VMJ, Elliot.
Good evening, Denny and the Net. KF5VMJ, Elliot.
Oh, very good, Mr. Elliot. Good signal in here this evening. I don't know if John has left for his little New Mexico run or not. WB5Q, John. How about Mr. Ken? K8WGE, Ken. How about Steve? KG5BWE, Steve. W5/HJ3JDG, Jorge. Will WX5MOR, Galen.
Yeah, I just happened to walk back in and heard you call my name. I'm here, don't know whether I'll be here second round, but I'm here for now anyway.
Alrighty, well, off to a good start. I don't know if Mr. Quincy is here or not. Last I heard, he was in Pennsylvania, of all places. KK5QS, Quincy. KB5LHM, Justin. 5EH, Ed. K5 Model A Ford, Mike. Boy, got us a drought going here. KF5HWB, Tim. W5LHG, Larry. KG5SSU, Mike.
Good evening, Denny and the Net. KG5SSU.
Well, the old drought buster. Thank you very much, sir. Appreciate it. W5JA, Judd. And this one I'm not sure how to pronounce. Anyhow, KG5ZGC. Trisha? Well, don't know if I did it right or not. Mr. John, KJ5AA. John?
Good evening, Denny in the Net. King Jack 5 Ace Ace. John.
Well, thank you very much for checking in with us. How about Adam? KG5TOO. Adam? KG5ZQZ. Randy?
KG5ZQZ. Randy. And for the count. Thank you, Denny.
Well, thank you very much. Glad you made it in here this evening. And that's the list as I have it. And do we have any late new or visitor check-ins that would like to check in this evening? If so, give me a call. WA6DKD.
KC5UIM, James.
That KC5UIM?
That's correct.
Alrighty, James, thank you very much. Gotta get my notes down here. Do we have any other late, new, or visitor check-ins that'd like to check in this evening? Alrighty, well, we'll head back to the top of the list for comments. See how your week went, how your holidays went, and if you had a good weekend. Mr. Phil, KG5UGO.
Good evening again, KD5UGO. Well, my holiday weekend went just great. Had family come in here, and we had a nice big cookout in the backyard, and we cooked hamburgers and bratwurst and hot dogs, and had watermelon, and just had a big time. Good weekend. I'm just sitting here right now with Sonic the Cat. We're chowing down on some Rudy's barbecue, three bean salad, and potato salad. It is sure good. Even Sonic likes it. Sitting there watching the weather, I'm tending to agree with Galen. I think this is going to fall apart before it gets here. Hope so, anyway. I don't have a lot more to report. Hope to see everybody this weekend. So, thanks for doing the net. 7-3, everyone. KD5-UGO.
All right, Phil. Very good. Well, sound like Sonic the Cat is purring up a storm over there. And it sound like a good weekend also with the cooking. Well, thank you very much. Rodney, did you make it? KF5UZA, Rodney. Well, he warned us. How about Jeff? KD5CKK.
Yeah, I'm here. Anyway, pretty good week. Went to a cookout at my cousin's on Sunday. Got home and time to watch last hundred laps of the net. Well, actually 130 laps or so of the NASCAR race. And yesterday, didn't do much of anything. Then, today, night came about 12:45, and we went, had lunch, and went to Walmart when my house was being cleaned. And, me and Mom a while ago tried to go to a AT&T, and we got there and they were closed, and I was up. They're only open 10 till 7, so you know how that goes. And that's about it. WK6DKD in the net, KD5CKK.
All right, Jeff, very good. Well, sorry you missed the store closing, but they probably bailed out. Yeah, recovering for the weekend, I guess. Alrighty, Mr. Bill, WG5T. No, perhaps not. Harold, W5IFN. Okay. Boy, everybody checking out radar screen, I think, going on. Anyhow, IR next, and IR here. we had a nice weekend, burned down a lot of burn piles, ten piles they hauled to the pile and cooked them all, and cut a few dozen limbs off the trees, and got them all in order. Only took two major band-aids and three little ones, and a few just general leaks that didn't require much attention. And that's about it. And mowed the whole west end of the front yard yesterday and started on the east side today. Lawnmower quit. So we got to look into that. So we get the rest of the day off anyway. So we will see what goes on here. Mr. Victor, K5VL.
Well, good evening there, Denny, and the group, K5BL, and, nice, having an extra day off, through the weekend. I'm one that votes for that every weekend, and then our holiday weekend actually has 4 days off, but, you know, how well that's gonna fly. Anyhow, Phil, quit. You're making me starving for ribs again. Now I'm gonna have to go and buy some ribs, darn it. And yeah, it was great to have a good holiday weekend there and have a little extra time off and that kind of stuff. I missed the 6-meter net last night, so I ended up getting busy and having to run an errand, and I came back in and it was already over, so darn. And I mowed the lawn the last couple of days. I've got kind of lazy, and the laziness is this. One day I mow the front side of the lawn, the next day I mow the backyard. So, I guess that's kind of laziness because I used to mow them both the same day. But, anyhow, that's all I got, Denny. Sorry to hear your lawnmower's croaked out on you, but, hopefully it's just something simple. send it back to you. Thanks for doing the net there, Denny, and 73 to all. This is K5BL.
All righty, Mr. Victor. Very good. Well, sound like a nice and quiet, relatively so weekend. That's good. And so you get to mow the front yard on one day and the back the next. That's not being lazy. That's called skillful productivities. Planned attacks, I guess. Anyhow, we'll come up with some kind of wording to make it sound good anyway. Thank you very much for being here. Appreciate it. Mr. Bobby, NE5Y, what has been going on with you?
NE5Y, well, I last evening we went to my brother's birthday party at my sister's house that has Alzheimer's, and she had a house full. She's got a passel of kids and grandkids and great grandkids and great great grandkids and whatever, and she's in her 80s, and we went up and saw her new deck, and wish my brother is 71 now. Happy birthday, and basically that was kind of what we did over the weekend. Monday we did that, and waiting for Friday morning, pick up my great granddaughter and keep her all day. Well, no, I don't pick her up. Her grandmother, my daughter, she drops her by the house about 7:30, and I've already told the morning net people that I could talk on that I may or may not be on, and if she takes an early nap, if she eats breakfast or something, maybe I can get in. But anyway, I turn it back to you. Wish everybody a great one. NE5Y, clear.
All right, Bobby, very good. Well, sound like a nice birthday party. My goodness, great-great-grandkids, grandkids, and kids, and all kinds of stuff. Very good. And you'll have fun picking up the little one and her having her delivered to you, so that'll always be good. Anyhow, thank you very much for being in here and checking in with us this evening. Now, Mr. Don, are you still with us, and how is things in your world going this week? W5DDP, Don.
Still here. Everything's fine. Took a ride out to the lake yesterday for a little bit to see what was going on out there. Came back, had some friends over, and played canasta, had some pizza, and some nice dessert. Sat and talked for a while, and that's about it. I've been fitted for my prosthesis, so it's just a matter of time now.
Well, that'll take a little practice and a little bit of retraining, but I'll bet you get the hang of that thing pretty good. Thank you very much for checking in with us, Don. Sound like you had a good weekend, a visit at the lake there. Excellent. All righty. Beautiful downtown Noble. KE5BYV, Steve.
This is KE5BYV. Well, not a lot done this week. I had a good Memorial Day time, but the heat's just too much anymore with this medicine I take, so I don't even try to fight it anymore. I just stayed in the house and did laundry and a few things that I didn't really want to do, but that's all it was. So anyway, that's all I've got for the net. Back to you. This is KE5BYV, clear.
Okie doke, Steve. The heat hasn't got here yet. It's due in a couple of days, I believe, when it gets a little bit warmer. So you're still got a few days of relatively cool air out there. I'm a different critter in the warm department. All righty, up to the northeast corner of the county here. DJ, KG5QEZ.
Mr. Denny, hope I'm coming in okay. And this is KG5QZ. And yeah, anybody wants to help with laundry, I'm more than welcome. Don't go lake or none of that stuff. But I did get a full-size pontoon boat gave to me, 28 foot by 8. And anyway, I spent 2.5 days stripping it down to nothing but framing pontoons, and I'm going to build me a dock out of this thing. So we were stripped down to nothing, save a few extra lingering bolts that he cut off or pulled out with some big pliers I didn't have at the time. So get those done, and I'm ready to start going back together and make me a dock for the pond. So a very interesting project. And if anybody out there needs a nice little 2.5-liter four-cylinder OMC motor, running, driving, with the outdrive, feel free. Yeah, it will be free or cheap. Anyway, that's that. As soon as I get rid of that chunk of iron, I think everything else was due for the recycle bin or the trash can, one or the other. But we're going to put it back together so the kiddos have a place to fish going forward. So anyway, that's all I've been working on this week. Thanks again for doing the net. And as far as the heat on Saturday, the heat index was well over 98 degrees with the humidity. And, boy, it was hot. KG5QZ.
Well, if you insist, okay, hot. But what are you going to say for when it gets to 105? There will be no words left to describe that one fine day in weather. Okay, DJ, very good. Got to have fun with something here. Oh, Mr. Al, KJ4FUH, what's been going on?
Well, I had a nice drive out today, about 400 miles over to Pryor, Oklahoma, and back to deposit my cadet back there for his last 2 weeks before he graduates from the military school over there, which hopefully is going to turn out good and hopefully turn him around. He seems to be doing good, and 2 weeks from now I'll be seeing a whole lot of him as he finishes up his high school. After being 2 years behind, he will have done the 2 years in 6 months, so I'm pretty proud of that. But he lacks one semester left in English, and that's it. But it was a long drive today.
Boy, I'll bet. Where'd you say you had to drive to? No, well, okie doke. Anyhow, sound like a busy day and weekend in any case. Mr. Elliott, you captured that little two-year-old? He must be running around there somewhere. KF5VMJ, Elliott.
KF5VMJ, Elliott. Good evening, everyone. Yes, me and the two-year-old are actually sitting on the floor playing with Legos. He's got my Lego trash truck, and I've got the fire truck. Not much else going on. I spent my holiday weekend laying tile again, so now the kitchen's done. We're down to one more room left, my office, and that's the one with the most furniture that I have to move out. So, psyching myself up for that, and I hope to do it later this month. I hope everybody stays cool. And I'm kind of hoping for rain later tonight, so I'm going to stay up and hope it comes through. Everybody have a good night. KF5EMJ.
All right, Elliot. Well, sound like a good thing there with the Lego kit going on there. And I don't know who's winning, but the trash truck or the other equipment there. Anyhow, excellent. And you want more rain and grow more grass? Well, you come over here and help mow this stuff, and you'll be praying for no rain also. I've had plenty, and everything is growing quite nicely. Thank you very much. Glad you checked in with us. Yeah, let's scatter down the list here and see what's going on. Oh, Mr. Galand. How are we setting for them storms? WX5MOR, Galand.
WA6DKD from WX5MOR. Beats me. I don't have the TV on back in my man cave, but slipped out in the front room a while ago. It looked like there was a storm out. Now, I don't know. Looks like it was out toward Elk City, that direction. And a bunch of stuff up north will probably stay north, so I don't know. We'll see whether it fills in and moves on through or whether we stay capped and it doesn't do anything. I wouldn't bet either way right now, I don't think. Of course, I really, again, haven't looked. Spent my weekend, spent it Saturday morning with the Boy Scouts, my son's former troop, and now my grandson's troop, placed about 750 flags out in the large cemetery here in Moore, and I believe one of the other troops had done about 100 at the other cemetery, so making sure to honor the those who passed before us. And then yesterday there was a veterans ceremony at our veterans park,
And I went over and took the Navigator that we have in the emergency tent, and took it over there and helped shuttle people back and forth from the parking lot. Some of them don't get around as well as they used to, so honored to do that. And then we had the family over last night and cooked some hamburgers. And my current project has got me stifled at the moment. I bought one of the, actually I bought two of them, of the Bofang RD5R, that little handheld that dual banders that have DMR in them. And I can't get them to talk to my computer so that I can check the firmware in them. So if anybody's up on that, I'd need a little advice. Anyway, everybody have a good evening. WX5MOR.
Hi, Galen. Very good. Well, sound like you and the Boy Scouts did a wonderful service there, spreading those flags out there and having a little cookout. Excellent deal. And I cannot help you about that DMR radio. I have one, and that's as close to it as I can get. I don't know a darn thing other than how to turn it on and perhaps sometimes occasionally change channels or whatever they call that. Anyhow, good luck with that. And there's several folks out there that can give you a hand at that. And thank you very much for checking in with us this evening. Let's see here. Down to Mike. You still with us, Mike? You fall asleep. KG5SSU.
Good evening, Denny Nanette. Yeah, I was taking a nap. I think I slobbered a little bit here, but I'm still awake. I'm still awake. Not much going on down here. Had a cookout for all my employees Sunday. That was nice. Going to be leaving Thursday morning for Branson for the Freewheelers net, the 3916 net. And if anyone is interested, I think it's a pretty cool deal. And most of you old-timers have probably read this already, but it's the Amateur's Code by Paul M. Siegel, silent key W9EEA, written in 1928. Very good read, and it brings amateur radio full circle, in my opinion. It's brings some humility in it, and it's a very good read, but I posted it on Facebook for anyone that is interested in reading that. I know Harold's already, Harold's definitely heard it and read it and all that stuff, because they actually announce it before the net each time, before the Freewheelers net each night, so... pretty good read, so I encourage everybody to go read that. But anyway, we'll talk to everybody later. Good to hear from you. KG5SSU.
All righty, Mike. Very good. Sound like a good fellowship group going to meet out there, and sound like they're going to have a wonderful time, and as do in the past. So thank you for checking in with us this evening. And down to John, KJ5AA. John, what's been going on?
Thank you, Denny and the Net. Over the long weekend, my son came up from the Lawton area and did a work for food project with me, which involved a trip to the Norman Refuge Station, which was all kinds of fun out in the heat. I think you have to have a good sense of humor sometimes, and I'd like to relate something with you guys and gals that... was kind of funny yesterday. My wife is doing some acrylic painting pours and had one of her paintings down on the floor, and we had a cat go up to it and test it with a paw, and then ran across the house leaving little footprints, which was all kinds of fun to clean up. And on finishing, I'd like to say thank you to all of you that have served. KJ5AA.
All right, John. Well, thank you very much for checking in with us. Okay on the little visit from Lawton. The pussycat had to sort of leave his mark out there. Well, sound like a fun trip through the house there. At least you know where he went, or she. And thank you very much for checking in with us tonight, John. All right, how about Mr. Randy, KG5ZQZ. Randy, what's been going on in your neck of the woods? Oh, no Randy. All right, how about John, James? KC5UIM, James? So are you doubling with me, perhaps?
So, KC5UIM.
I got you now, James. Go ahead. It is James, is it not?
Yes, it is.
Yeah, well, good evening. You got a comment for us this evening?
Not really.
Well, okay. Well, I hope you had a trusty good weekend and a good bunch of weekends to come. So that concludes the list as I have it. Do we have any other late, new, or visitor check-ins that would like to check into the Gossip Net this evening? If so, call WA6DKD.
KAWTE here. Kilo 8 Whiskey Golf Echo.
Yeah, I got you in here somewhere on a... if I can just scroll this thing around and find it. I know you're in here. Anyhow, you have a comment for us this evening?
No, just enjoying the nice warm weather. Went to the Paseo Art Festival on Memorial Day. That was kind of interesting. Hot, but interesting. Other than that, everything's going like it's supposed to be. Keeping on, keeping on.
All right, Ken. Very good. Well, we got you checked in here, and thank you very much for checking in. Sound like a good time up at the Arts Festival. Thank you very much. Do we have any other late, new, or visitor check-ins this evening?
KG5ZQZ for a comment.
Certainly. Go right ahead.
I apologize for that, Denny. I stepped away and thought I had a few more minutes before it got to me, so I just wanted to make a comment. My parents... party was a huge success. We had 75 to 80 people, their closest friends, come and enjoy the festivities and celebrate with them their 60 years of marriage.